You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello, space and treasure coast. This is Sita McGee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, right here in sunny Cocoa, Florida. We're on AM 1510 WWBC, FM 94.7, 99.9, 100.7, and all over God's magnificent planet.
All over the world. We have tuners coming in from all over the place. Ireland was probably the biggest spot this week that we had downloads from. But you can go on 1510wwbc.com and get us listen live button, and you can listen to us on any one of your streaming devices. Or if you'd like the archive of the show, you can also get it by date on that same website, 1510wwbc, or on our pages, which is cetamediainc.com, which is our website. And then, of course, we blast it all over social media. And Cita's slowly becoming a big TikTok fan.
Yeah.
So... But I do, you know, this is a good time. Right before the show starts, I just want to talk about our friends at Bokaska. They have a great event coming up. It's Islands of the Caribbean Gala. It's a One Love and Evening of Elegance. And I know you have a table, Sita, right? Two tables.
I'm the MC for the night.
And the MC for the evening. So make sure that
Khadija,
you get your tickets.
Khadija Maharaj and myself.
That's right. Tickets will be that they're for sale right now. You can contact us here at the show or Bokaska. It's going to be Saturday, October 14th from 5 to midnight. Oh, my gosh, you guys are staying out late. Cocktail hours from 6 to 7. I know, I'm looking at you going, you're staying up till midnight?
I don't think so.
It might be emceeing might be over by 10.
Yeah, I think I'll head home like Cinderella around 10.
Exactly right. So it's great. Another fantastic episode today on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. And then we also have our One Love Gathering, which is going to be October 10th. And this is a free event to support all of the great sponsors and the folks that have supported Love in the Name of Christ, which is a great organization. We had the folks, Christy and the folks back on a few weeks ago. October 10th from 6 to 8. And I believe this one is at the Rialto, correct?
Yes.
And you can go on to their website as well. Semi-formal attire, so it'll be a fantastic event. And I'm going to play guitar or just kind of out in the lobby and sort of get people coming in. So, and then I'll sit next to Danny because I promised I would sit next to Danny at the event. And right between Danny and Dr. McGee.
Yeah. I don't know if Dr. McGee's coming. He's going to be at his chicken farm.
Okay, well, we'll see.
We'll see.
If he knows I'm coming, you know.
He can't push a luck. He just got on Saturday.
Exactly right. Well, wonderful.
So on Mondays, we sit here in our wonderful studio here, and we talk about things going on around the nation, around the world, and right here in Brevard County, Florida. What we like to say is called kitchen table topics. And you know what? It affects everyone. Like I was just saying to Dr. Dorothea Fields and, is it Kizzy?
Percy.
My nurse, Kizzy. Percy. Jeez, I got to write that down so I don't make her mistakes again. So I was saying to them, like on the way here, Ellen, I saw a truck that says plumbing. I saw an air conditioning truck, a guy going by. Then I saw a hearse. Then I drove by a bank. I saw a florist. And I'm thinking, by the time you figure out life with all the things that are going on, you're gone. Mm. There's that hearse taking somebody who probably needed plumbing, probably had flowers sent to them, probably put money in that same old bank out there. It's like it goes by too fast. So what is the reason we have our show, right? Our show is fun, it's educational, it's unscripted, and we give back to the community. We take our experience, we learn from life experience, we learn from history, we learn from the trucks that go before us.
That's right.
Whatever it is, we learn from each other, and yes, we learn from our past mistakes. We learn a lot of things about what we're doing on this show and why we're doing it.
That's right.
And today's no different. We have Dr. Dorothea Fields, who I absolutely love, And I've been trying to get on the show forever. So she's here with her friend Percy, and she's a situational consultant, life coach, transformational speaker, a clergy, an author, and a thought influencer. And you're going to be on second segment, so I'd like to welcome you to our show.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here.
And Percy, welcome to our show as well.
Thank you. I appreciate
Percy
it.
Is her friend, you know, the backup. That's the one that rides
just
that
like
car.
Me and you.
That's right.
Ride and dies.
Right. And that's right. That's right, girl. 14 years on Viewpoint with Sita and friends, and just giving back to our community, whether people want to talk about financial literacy, whether they want to talk about voting, whether they want to talk about the homeless situation in Brevard in the U.S., some people need to be coached. Some people need parenting skills.
Some of those businesses that you saw driving on the road.
That's right. That's right. I should have taken their number and called.
That's right.
Yeah, next time. And so today is no different. I have another friend that I met on through social media. In my case, social media works for me. Dr. April C. D. Murdoch. And she's on the phone. She's the CEO of the founder of Woman to Woman Financial. And she's going to talk to us a little bit about financial literacy, wealth management, and how to save, how to give back to our children, how generational wealth, whatever it is. She's on the phone. And Dr. April Murdoch, thank you for taking the time to call in.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Well, I am delighted that we were able to finally have you call in on Viewpoint with Sita and friends here in sunny Cocoa, Florida. Tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself. I have your bio in front of me. It's quite extensive, but I think it'll be better to just have you talk and tell us what you do and how you can help our listeners.
Awesome. I appreciate that. Yeah, my name is Dr. April Murdoch. I own the company, as you mentioned, Woman to Woman Financial. It is a wealth management firm here and based in Jacksonville, Florida, but I work all over the country with many clients virtually. The reason why I do the work that I do is because I am no stranger to financial mismanagement. Was not taught about it at home. I became a widow very early in my life with a child that was 4 months old. And then later, after a few many years, I remarried and then got divorced. And so I've had many different, I said, seasons and hiccups in my life where money played a big role, or the lack of money played a big role, and my financial literacy was not where it needed to be. So I've been on a mission to help women become financially confident. A lot of us who are smart, who are successful, really struggle and avoid dealing with this topic. And so they get my age, and now they're confused, they're embarrassed, there's a lot of shame around not being where they need to be. And I work with them on a non-judgmental basis. My whole philosophy is that I educate, I empower, and I encourage with absolutely no judgment. So as a former college professor, I am an educator first, but I also help people create wealth.
Yeah, and you also have a nonprofit that's called the Economic Empowerment Center. And is that based in Jacksonville as well?
It is. And so I started that many years ago, actually, when I was actually in South Carolina teaching financial education in my churches and just anywhere that youth were at. So now every April we have a big thing here, financial literacy is not this big. And so we go into the schools that wouldn't ordinarily get that kind of financial literacy, and we teach them the basics of personal finance.
Oh, thank God.
You know what? why
we've been saying this forever,
forever.
Right?
You know what, Dr. April, I wanted to tell you that our guest who is in studio today for the second segment is nodding her head at everything you're saying. Why do I feel like there's a connection going to be made today between you and Dr. Dorothea Fields? I'm pretty sure we're going to be connecting you two on this show today. People with Sita and Friends has been marketing and connecting a lot of people on this show. So you speak about the five biggest mistakes that women make with money. Of course, if you're from the Caribbean, you don't make any mistakes at all, because they teach you from day one. If you make a dollar, put 50 cents, tie it in a little scarf, put it in a tin, hide it under the mattress, but they teach you that from little. Some people listen and some people don't. But I do believe everything starts at home. The foundation for everything starts at home. But you're saying that you notice that even though some people learn it at home, they don't really exercise it. So tell us about this, the biggest mistakes that you've seen.
Yeah, they don't. And, you know, when I worked on my dissertation, that was a study I did. I compared the financial literacy levels. And we do find that people from other backgrounds, other than minorities, tend to have the literacy. Now, of course, people from the islands as well. But what happens is they come here, let's say, and they don't necessarily follow everything, or they're just not really educated. And by the time a woman gets in her mid-30s, early 40s, she's kind of freaked out. And we look at, and I do the workshop, the five biggest mistakes. And so the main mistake, or the fifth mistake, really is a lot of women are not confident financially. Because they don't know, you know, when you know better, you feel more confident. So the education around financial literacy is lacking, and not just education, but education in an easy to understand manner. So that it has to be easy to understand. It has to be practical. They have to be able to apply it to their life right now, not some theory pie in the sky things. And that is probably, I would say, the most mistake I see. The other one is avoiding it. A lot of women, because when you don't know, you feel such shame. And, you know, I'm a believer, and it's that, you know, shame is where you sit in the dark. But when you put light in the darkness, it reveals the shame, and it has to be exposed. And so the way to expose the shame and the guilt that women feel is getting educated, working with someone, surrounding themselves with people who have the same mindset as them when it comes to money and creating wealth and just becoming knowledgeable. So I would say those things are the biggest. There were some others that I can definitely go into, but you would lose the workshop. So if you want to know more, you got to come to the workshop.
That's right. Well, you know what it is, too? I think a lot of people, they work without a budget. When you sit down and you write out your budget every month, like I have X amount to spend, then people can actually see what they're spending their money on. And do you find that a lot of the people that come to your workshops maybe or may not have a working budget, like they write on a worksheet or something?
Yeah, a lot of people don't have it, and the budget has been seen as something restrictive. You know, it's like, oh my gosh, I overspent, I've got to go on a budget. And it's like that, the association with budgeting and money is so messed up. And so I try to teach my ladies that, hey, budgeting is freedom, because you are giving your money the authority. You are telling your money what it's going to do for you. Now, overall, I will tell you, when people make a budget for the whole month, sometimes it can be too voluminous, especially if they've not been experienced. So what I say to people is just do it week to week, especially when you're getting started, and just look at where the money went. So a lot of people don't know where to start. They're like, well, I know what my mortgage is, I know what my car payment is, but if you ask them how much they spend in eating out or groceries or gas, they have no clue. They know what their car payment is, they know what perhaps their car insurance is. So those fixed expenses, they have pretty much a good handle on, but the variable expenses are the ones that kill us. That's the ones that eat up the budget, and then you trying to figure out where did my money go. And so the way I ask them or suggest that they tackle that, and I tackle that with my clients, is I pull their bank statements for the last 30 to 60 days, and I can tell them where the money went. I can categorize exactly how much did you spend on eating out? Well, you think you spent $200, but actually you spent $1,600. And so when they get that reality pushed in their face, they're like, oh my goodness. And then we can start developing, okay, a different type of spending plan for that particular category. So no, most people don't have budgets laid out. And I will say, because the reason why they don't is because it seems like it's just too much. It's overwhelming for people. So I just try to help them do it step by step by first revealing to them what they've done with the money. And now once they get that reality check, then they start to wake up and go, okay, no, I got to change. And I need to, this is the average that I should be spending. And so then we kind of build the plan after that.
And there's so many of these hidden fees, right, too? I, I see friends of mine too that'll go to an ATM that's not their bank, and it's $2 mm-hmm. here, $2.25 there, mm-hmm. or all of these different kind of like I call them invisible spending, like that they don't yep. see it, or they bounce a check because they didn't do their checkbook, and now that's an extra $40, mm-hmm. you know, and all of those things mm-hmm. add up. So people just getting aware of, like what you're saying, of getting aware of where their money is and realizing that there's other ways to do things so that you're not spending mm-hmm. those frivolous dollar here, $2
right.
there.
And
that gets expensive.
And you're right, it's easy to miss those things on a bank statement because people mm-hmm. now have online banking when they don't even right. check. They just take it for granted.
Well,
I switched
banks because I realized that if I didn't have a $2,500 balance at all times yep. in one of my accounts, mm-hmm. they were charging me $15 a month. Well, over a year, that's a substantial amount of money that I could be putting
yeah,
toward
yeah.
another
one
bill.
One of the rules I told my clients is, you know, I don't pay anybody to hold my money for me.
Amen, girl.
So I'm not going to pay you to hold, you're making money on my money, and I'm going to pay you to hold my money, so that's an absolute.
You sound like an island girl right there. That's
right.
It. That's how we think back home. So for our listeners who are tuning in, we're speaking with Dr. April D. Murdaugh. I hope I'm saying her name correctly. I like Murdaugh.
Yes, you are.
I am. Okay.
Murdaugh.
And she's the
Murdaugh.
CEO
Murdaugh.
And founder of Woman to Woman Financial, based in Tallahassee, but she sees people virtually all over the United States. So one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, a friend of mine asked me in the gym to ask you about this. People also fail when they don't have goals. Like if you have a mm-hmm. goal for something, you should plan ahead. For example, during COVID, they were looking for nurses to work extra shifts. And I did the math and I'm like, hey, I'm making some money to go to Holland on a trip to see the tulips. So I'm going to put on my gown, my mask, I'm going to put on my thinking cap, and I'm going there and I'm going to make that money and stash it away. I had a goal. Mm-hmm. I had a plan, and I am going to go next year. So what happens when people don't have anyone to teach them about having a specific goal? Like people want to buy a home, you want to buy a car, you have to have a goal in order to be able to, an attainable goal, to save. And why is it a lot of people just don't do that, and this is how they would learn to save?
I think because it's not taught, right? It's not common at home. It's not something that's taught anywhere in our education system. It's becoming the thing where we're having these conversations, but it's not taught. They teach us how to have a goal to be a great athlete, or to get into medical school, or to become an attorney, right? But in terms of your finances, no, it's like the whole objective is just to make a lot of money. And so when people come to see me, the first step is really assessing where they are, because you cannot have a goal unless you know where you are. It's like if you want to lose 40 pounds, and you know, you say, I want to lose 40, how do you know that you need to lose 40 pounds until you get on a scale? Right, until you measure your BMI.
And did you really have to say that?
Yeah, but it's the same undaunting task, right? Losing right. weight, saving money. I mean, there's a lot of commitment
yeah.
that goes along with it.
Well, the longest journey starts with a single step, right? Right? So,
and you have to know. And then that way, once you know, then we start working on, well, what are the goals? And that's what I do with my clients. We actually build a financial plan based on their goals. And it is a living document.
That's right.
So it does change with seasons of their life.
Let's talk a little bit about the emergency fund. We all grew up hearing our parents and grandparents talk about the rainy day. Save for a rainy mm-hmm. day. And I think a lot mm-hmm. of people get so comfortable with their credit cards that it's easy to slide the card mm-hmm. for everything. And there's no cash. There's no skin in the game for them to have some money when something happened. And, you know, we all have financial setbacks at times. But how do we teach people that, yes, the rainy day fund is as real as American as apple pie? Because they don't teach each. People don't sit down on their kitchen table anymore. They don't have these conversations. And to me, they should be having these conversations at Thanksgiving, at Christmas, Easter, wherever there's a family gathering. And you have young minds and young people listening. The conversation should start about education, financial literacy, how many kids you're going to have, who's going to mind your kid, where you're going to live. And yes, it all comes back to how are you going to manage the money that the good Lord give you a job or something to have.
Just one quick story. I remember my niece sitting at the table and she was asking me to buy her something. And I said, well, we should have planned for that because it's really expensive of what it is. She goes, just stick that card in. Like as if
yeah,
like there's some
yeah.
magic money tree that the card comes from.
Yeah,
so
you know,
that was my education moment for my niece. Go ahead.
Yeah, because we're such a cashless society. I mean, I remember working at a bank and we moved to debit cards. Like, that was a big thing. So cash is not really touting. It's funny. I go in places now and I'm like, do you take cash? There are some places that will not accept your cash, particularly as a result of COVID, and they feel like they're going to be transmitted some diseases or whatever. But as a general rule, like, cash is extinct. Who is taking it? And so that's the biggest problem that we have. So when you pay with cash, you feel the pain. You know that you have $100 to do this, and if it's $101, you can't do any more. The same thing with an emergency fund. You know, I don't know where people, and I've heard some financial advisors and these radio gurus talk, oh, well, just your credit card can be used for emergencies. Absolutely not, because when the emergency happens, then you run up the credit card, now where's the cash to pay it back? So I advise my clients that if you are married, and let's say you and your spouse make around the same in terms of salary, you know, maybe six figures, both of you may make around six figures or close to it or go over it, well, then 3 months of expenses is good enough for you to have for emergencies. But if you are single or you're married and let's say your spouse makes significantly less or you have someone that stays at home, then you should have a minimum of 6 months of expenses. So those are general rules getting started. But you're right. I mean, it's not talked about. It's because, you know, there are systems in place that allow us to rely on those systems to help us during those tough times. And then, of course, credit is a big thing in this country, and we're not really taught to use cash. And I try my best to use it as much as I can because it keeps me in line.
I remember when my daughter was dating someone, her younger sister said, just make sure he has good credit. I'm like, really? Mm-hmm. Really? She's like, yeah, mom said that. But the thing is, I do believe that, you know, some people make excuses why they should not save. You know, oh, my parents didn't teach me. Oh, you know, I wasn't taught that. Or I'll just wait next year. But I think it is something that's taught. And it's so much pride, like J.A., when you teach children about junior achievement, when you teach them about cutting the lawn and making $2. I do believe in our country right now, we need not just a spiritual awakening, but a financial awakening. I was listening to, like you said, one of the news guru, people are in financial debt because of credit card use. Mm-hmm. There's so many people, and some people think they're getting ahead when they have $2,000 in the bank or $3,000 in the bank, but they're paying like 7 or 8 to 9, 10% on a credit card. So somebody have to teach them that, wait a minute, you may want to tackle the debt on the credit card first before you put the money in the bank and make 0% interest, correct?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean, I do think that having an emergency fund is extremely important. Paying your debt on time is good, but if you cannot do both, you really need to have a bunch of money saved just in case. And then we develop a debt elimination plan. I agree with you, though. We have resorted to credit card usage that is just over the top in this country. And the reason is because everybody kind of lives on that. I mean, people are not going in. They don't have the patience to wait to save for a car. You know, people are not buying those big ticket items with savings. And so building your credit is seen as an important thing to do. And I do think it has its place. I do think credit cards have their place. It's just teaching people responsible credit card usage. I mean, I have credit cards, and I have a card that I use and just pay it off, you know, at the end when the bill comes. But a lot of people are not in that position or don't put themselves in that position because they buy stuff on the credit card as though they had the cash. I mean, we don't account for that. So can't pay it off, I don't charge it.
One of the speaking topics that Danny has given me the heads up, our segment, sadly, 3 more minutes. But I know one of the things, and I saw this on your website that you talk about, is one is your personal profitability, and the other one is a man is not your financial plan. Now, we have two things here, but I think I'm going to go with the second one. Talk to us, if you can, quickly, why women, because you talk a lot to women, why a man is not their financial plan.
Yeah, because things happen. First of all, women outlive men. 80% of men die married and 80% of women die single. So even if you have your significant other, your husband, and he's the primary breadwinner, when he passes away, what's the plan? Or better yet, let's say the marriage doesn't last a long time, and now he's been earning all of the money for that time. Where do you sit? So a lot of times, you know, we say, oh, our spouse, you know, we're going to be married forever. That does not necessarily happen. And so making sure that you, women, are taking care of yourself, even if you are a stay-at-home spouse, why don't you have a spousal or IRA set aside for yourself? You are employed there, too. You should have retirement accounts. You should have savings. You should have money coming in for yourself or put aside for you. And a lot of women don't do that. And I get them, oh, my husband takes care of the bills. And that is phenomenal. But then a lot of them don't know what the bills look like. They're not clued in. They don't want to be clued in. It seems so overwhelming. But when something happens, like I had a client whose husband passed away, I mean, she couldn't get into his email. She didn't know what he paid, what bills were to be paid.
He probably didn't even know his passwords, too, for the bank accounts.
Yeah. Well, yeah, yeah.
You know, Dr. April, I just wanted to just let our listeners know, you have achieved so much in your life by teaching women about financial literacy. In 2018 and 19, you got the Best Financial Advisor Award, so congratulations on that. You also, in 2020, you had the you were one of the recipients of the Jacksonville Chamber of Commerce Professional Women's Council Small Business Leader of the Year, and you were in 2022 the top 10 American Businesswoman of the Year. And I could see why, because when you speak, you're speaking from the heart, and you have the life experience to back up what you are talking about. You understand the stress and the anxiety and the know-how, the ins and out of what's happening with women. And so I really want to congratulate you and thank you for taking the time to call in on our show. But before you leave, can you give us your website or how someone could contact you if they wanted to listen to your podcast or attend one of your seminars, your Savvy Tax Planning portfolio, whatever you could help people with? Because Lord knows we need people right now to help all of us to save, to live, to help each other. We have children that are watching us, and we're supposed to set the example for the young ones. So tell us how we could contact you.
Sure. So my website is Woman to Woman. That's WOMANTOWOMAN financial.com. So Woman to Woman financial.com. And you can also email me at info@womantowomanfinancial.com, or you can call my office at 904-753-5250. And I do complimentary consultations. I'm a financial planner, so I'm really focused on helping people meet their financial goals and developing a plan with them to do that. So I do consults with folks to help them to figure out what their needs are and if we're a good fit to work together.
Now, it says financial wellness for women. Do you sneak in a man in every once in a while? Can they call you too, or just the women?
No, actually, I do have male clients. Ironically, what happens is my women clients refer their male friends or their male significant others. So I do work with men, but the primary, you know, most of my clients are women. I have great men clients. Unfortunately, sometimes men don't want to listen to women when it comes to investing and financial planning and stuff like that. So it can be a little bit of an uphill battle. And my philosophy is, you know, I want to help those who want the help and who want to learn and grow. And so I don't want to be, you know, fussing or trying to debate with a guy about planning and investing. So I do have male clients, but they are referred to me. So they can call and we can talk. And if it makes sense and it's a right fit, I'd be more than happy to take it.
Well, listen, young lady, I just told my producer to hold two ads because I just wanted to say to our listeners, Dr. April is a single mom of four wonderful adult children. And I don't know where you get the spare time to read, to enjoy music, to run, mm-hmm. kayak, mm-hmm. and hike in it. But I think what it is you're well balanced. And if only we could all learn your secret.
Just like your money, well balanced.
It is.
That's awesome.
I make sure that, you know, Fridays are my Sabbath, so I don't, Friday, Saturday, basically the weekend, I kayak. I spend time kayaking with a kayak group, mm-hmm. and I try to take care of myself. Before, I worked a lot.
That's awesome. Well, we have to get to our sponsors. I don't want to cut you off, it's too short, but we got to get to our sponsors and our commercials. So we will be right back with Viewpoint with Sita and Friends with Dr. Dorothea Fields right after these messages.
Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture is a family-owned furniture dealer.
We are Brevard County's largest urgent care network. MedFast is now open at 7:30 a.m. every day. That's right, 7:30 a.m. every day. We will get you in and out, so you can get back to your day. When you are sick or injured, MedFast is here for you 7 days a week. Think fast, think MedFast. With 18 locations, there's a MedFast near you. Call 321-MEDFAST.
Are you longing for a taste of Louisiana? Lizette's Cajun Bistro is the place to be. They offer Cajun and Creole staples, as well as American, vegan, and vegetarian options. The restaurant is located at 2447 North Wickham Road, Unit 146. All menu items are prepared daily from scratch and made to order. Dine in or take out as well as outside seating. Live music on selected weekends. So the next time you have a taste for Louisiana, stop by Lizette's Cajun Bistro, 2447 North Wickham Road.
Located in Titusville, Florida, Dixie Crossroads has been serving great-tasting seafood, char-grilled steaks, prime rib, chicken, fresh salads, and their famous corn fritters for over 31 years. The menu features the very best local shrimp and fish from Port Canaveral and ranges from low-cost sandwiches and baskets to high-end seafood combos. Visit this Florida favorite at 1475 Garden Street in Titusville. That's Dixie Crossroads. 321-268-5000. 321-268-5000. Or visit them on the web at dixiecrossroads.com. Jotkoff Financial Group is a certified public accounting and a registered investment advisory firm with over 30 years of productive relationships with clients. Jotkoff Financial Group can assist you in meeting your accounting, tax, and business consulting and financial planning and insurance needs without expanding your internal workforce. With three locations here in Florida, here in Brevard County, Broward County, and Nassau County, contact Jotkoff Financial Group here in Brevard at 321-984-7345. Located at 1122 South Wickham Road in Melbourne, that's Jotkoff Financial Group. On the web, you'll find them at www.jotkoff, that's JOTKOFF.com. Call the professionals at Jotkoff Financial Group today.
There's something special about the place we call home. It's the place we live our lives, spend time with family and friends, and make our own. At St. Francis Reflections Hospice, we consider it a privilege to care for you wherever your home may be. We put our hands, hearts, and skills into providing high-quality hospice care in your home. To learn more about how we reflect life, love, and compassion, visit www.reflectionslsc.org.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right here in sunny Cocoa, Florida. We are heard on AM 1510, WWBC, FM 94.7, 99.9, 100.7, and all over the world.
Everywhere. 1510WWBC.com. You can hit that listen live button, and you'll hear us on any one of your streaming devices, live and in person. If you'd like the archive of our show, you can also select that on demand and select by date. If you go to our website, though, you can choose by name or by topic, and you'll be able to find all of the interviews. And after 14 years, Sita, we've got fantastic interviews. we again have, about so many different topics.
You know, you were speaking about having the interview from Ireland. I booked somebody this morning. I think she's going to be calling in from Malaysia next in February.
Well, Ireland was the biggest downloads this past 3 weeks for whatever reason.
Wonderful.
But, you know, and actually our friend from South Africa. So we had a lot of South African folks.
God is good.
I know. It was awesome. So it was really cool when I saw the stats. I was like, wow.
Our second guest, I'm going to let you say her name first.
Doretha Fields. Dr. Doretha Fields.
Dr. Doretha Fields is here with her buddy.
Percy.
Like Persimmon. Percy.
You got it.
That's right. So, you know what? We have such wonderful guests that come on, and we all talk about what are we doing, breathing, taking up space on God's magnificent planet. And it is so that we could give back. It's so that we find our life with purpose, that we're able to use our life experience, our history, our education, and the people who came before us and give back. And Dr. Doretha Fields is no different. She is, like we said before, a situational consultant, a coach, a transformational speaker, a clergy, we are in a place of God right now, author, and a thought influencer. And I am so grateful to have you on our show, because through your business, you're able to coach and consult and mediate and do so much for the people that come before you. Welcome to our show.
Thank you so much. It is so good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's my pleasure. Now, talk to us a little bit. How did you start this business? Because you've worked in numerous places before. You're a business coach, a business consultant. You're also a certified life coach for over 15 years, behavior, health, and wellness. And my goodness, now you're doing it for the children, with the school system.
Absolutely. You know, this all came about, Sita, because I believe that it's important for people to feel whole. You know, sometimes in life, there are situations where we go through, and life coaching, for me, the name Seamless Connections means exactly that, because I like to work with people who have so many different things happening. They may feel compartmentalized, and they don't really know how to get through things. They may have great ideas, but in Seamless Connection, we provide them with an opportunity for personal empowerment. We want them to feel good about themselves. We want them to understand that there's someone who walks alongside of them, kind of like a coach in sports. You know, the coach never goes on the field, but he or she is always giving input, information, and guidance. And that's what I do at Seamless Connection. It is personal, it is confidential, and it is private. And it is an opportunity to feel like you have someone there who can hold your hand, give you thought, give you direction, and maybe even clear the scene so that you'll know exactly
like a fairy godmother.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's exactly what we do.
But what I'm hearing is people trust you. If you don't have trust and respect, you can't have somebody walking with you, so they trust you.
You're absolutely right. And trust is a very important part of our business for coaching. The idea is that it's non-judgmental. We don't take the time to say right or wrong. We are actually at a point where we actually just say, I'm here with you. I'm here for you. And so actually, the client sets the pace. The client comes in and says, this is where I need help. And then from there, it's in this connection, we get together to make sure that we can provide them just what they need to pull the pieces together in their puzzle. And sometimes it's a missing piece.
So you're the lady that everybody need at their kitchen table for Christmas on Thanksgiving. You're the aunt, the cousin, the grandma, the neighbor, the friend. Everybody, all wrapped up in one, because if somebody says something, you have an answer, because you've been through so much.
Oh, speaking of being and going through so much, you're absolutely right. I may not have all of the answers, but I have the right perspective. And I think it's in this connection. I want everyone to know that in their life, they don't have to worry about being what other people think they should be. And the most important thing is that the best you that you can be is being you. And I always say that, because in coaching, most of the times I've found that there are people who are trying to be what someone wants them to be. But the reality is, that's a very hard task.
Yeah, you have to be your own best friend.
Oh,
love
absolutely.
Yourself, right? Self-care.
Yeah, not only your own best friend, you have to be your rah-rah person for yourself.
Yeah, you advocate.
Yep, you got it.
So I notice a lot of you are posting on Facebook. They're beautiful, and they just hit you right in the heart because it talks to me, talks to other people. A lot of them is about emotional health.
Absolutely.
So talk to our listeners here, Dr. Fields, about emotional health and why that is so overlooked in our country. You know, people tell you, suck it up, get over it. But really and truly, we have emotions. We're born with emotions. We should address them.
I'd like to share this fact. The reality is that our emotions are kind of like the car that takes our life. We're sitting and being a part of our emotion. What happens to us, what we feel, how we think, really is how we get through life. And so I do a lot with, there at our company, emotional support. You know, you see people sometimes they have an emotional support pet or they have an emotional support item. At Seamless Connection, dealing with emotion. And you're right. We're always told to suck it up and pretend. And it's not okay not to be okay. But at Seamless Connection, we say, be you.
Yeah. What do you notice that the determining factor in how some people could compartmentalize something and others can't? A lot of us think it's genetic. Some people think it's your environment. You know, our old grandparents used to say, you are the company you keep, mm-hmm. right? But some people are able to leave something by the door, go into an eight-hour shift, but others can't. And that's when they need somebody like you to Absolutely. Walk with them.
Absolutely. And you know what? See, it all comes to be possible depending upon what you think and how you think. I think that transformational thinking is what I do. That's why I call myself a thought influencer. You become how you think.
You sound like Gandhi sometimes, some of your posts.
Really? We have to learn how to respond rather than react. And I think we're in a reactive state. Right? I think everybody's kind of in a reactive state right now. That's why everybody's like cancel culture and, you know, it's all reaction. Instead of just, you know, taking a breath and realizing what it is, realizing that you don't have the only perspective in the world.
Absolutely.
Everybody else has their own perspective, and that's about being them,
yeah.
right?
And you really have to get a duck back. You know, a lot of people like the eagle. They think right. he flies and great. I like the duck.
Yeah.
Because the duck knows what he's made of. A duck has oil in the feathers, and so whenever there are torrential rains and problems, he just keeps swimming. Because he knows the water is going to roll off. That's how we get through life.
And he looks graceful going across the water, but those yes. legs are going 7,000 miles a minute, right?
But his feet are pedaling underneath. Right. And I think it's because of self-identity.
Yeah.
He knows I'm not a fish. I cannot swim. I'm not a bird. I can't fly. I've just got to do me. I've got to realize yeah. who I am. And that's what I do.
And you're so right about your thoughts. Because if you think positive thoughts, your day is positive. If you say, poor me, it's negative. It's negative. And I remember when I was a little girl, I said to my dad once, I said, but Pa, I'm the darkest girl in my class because everybody else was lighter. And he said to me, and I'll never forget, and I tell all my friends and their children this as well, he said, when you walk into a room, hold your head up as if you're a turkey and act as though that room belongs to you. You belong there. It doesn't matter. If you're dark, if you're black, if you're white, if you're rich or poor. And I try to do that. I try to act as if the world is mine.
Because it is. If you think it is, that's what's happening. And that's why I believe your thoughts. And in fact, each day I do what's called unique-spiration. They're unique sayings that come from me, and it gets you going. The reason is you have to be inspired because you and I always only project what we think about ourselves.
Yeah, and we are the company we keep because if you You're hang right. around with someone who's always negative, oh, yeah. who's always giving you a long story and weighing you down, if you leave that person's company and you feel like, oh my God, what the heck just happened,
right.
then you don't need to be with that person
anymore.
Oh,
absolutely not. That's why I believe you should set boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
You decide who gets to come inside of your gate. If they're positive influence, welcome. If they're negative, not today.
So how do you incorporate all of this into your business? Because you offer a few services.
Yeah.
So tell our listeners about the services that are offered through your Seamless Corporation.
Yes, it is.
All right.
And coaching is the base of what I do, because there are a lot of people who need things and need someone to help them make sure that the cloud is over. They need someone to listen. They need someone, as you mentioned, to trust. Then from the coaching, I also provide consultation. And this consultation is with individuals and or businesses where the questions may be asked, what direction should I take? And that's different than coaching. The coaching aspect of Seamless Connection says, where do you want to go? I'm here to help you get there. The consulting part says, this is your destination, and this is how we're going to do it together. And so the actual part of the business that I like most is the coaching.
Yes. And you're very compassionate.
Oh, yes.
Does that come with age, or were you always like this?
You know what? See, I think it's always been that way. I'm six children in my family, and I was the middle person. And the very interesting part is that I always felt that it was important to be there for my siblings.
So you were compelled. There was an inner power in you.
It's there. It was there because I'll do a little bit of self-disclosure. I came from a family where there was, at some point, some substance misuse on my maternal side. My mother ended up raising all of us after his demise. But I learned as I looked that the way you think and the way you help others think is how you're going to win this game. Because you can't control other people, and I really believe you can't control time and people. So in that case, I started to develop a thinking process that I can only get out of what I'm in depending upon how I think. I can't change out there, but I can change inside of me.
Yeah, and when you give back to people, it comes back to you tenfold.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, talk to our listeners on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends about how it feels when you transform someone's life, and you see that on a daily basis. You see the goals, and then you have the approaches to help people, and you see the transformation.
You know, the real feeling is that I'm living my purpose. And it is a good feeling to know that the gifts and talents and abilities that God has given me, I can use them to help people become the very best that they are. So, how do I feel? Accomplished, purposeful, excited, and most importantly, pleased that I'm in the right place doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right. And do you find that coaching and mentoring others helped you with your leadership skills in any way?
Oh, absolutely. And the way it helps me is that it reminds me always that I lead people into a better life. And so as I lead people into a better life, that puts me in a position to be able to understand how important it is, what my leadership skills are, and to define them and to use them, not for me, because I'm so big and wonderful, but because everyone who leads through my doors, when they say goodbye, when they're preparing for the next session, or when they're saying, thank you, it's been great, I've done what I was supposed to do.
And you have a very calm demeanor, Dr. Fields. Is that because you meditate, or is it faith? Because something about you is so calming that I could see people coming to you with all these different problems. And everybody wants to have a purpose in life. At the end of the day, everybody wants to be loved and appreciated, right? But you have that calming nature that people would say, I'm going to leave here and I feel better already. I'm sure faith plays a big part
yes,
of your life.
Faith is a very big part of my life. And also the fact that if I connect faith with purpose, then I feel good. I'm very confident that what I'm doing is what I'm supposed to be doing. And that gives me peace, it gives me comfort, and I get to know that I am actually calm. Because I can't help you to be calm if I'm fragile. And I would like for people, this is a sacred scripture that says, let our lives be the mirror that is reflecting. And so in my coaching business, it's important as a coach and a consultant that people leave me with the reflection that it's going to be okay.
Wow. Now, that's one to write down. Wow. Now, one of the things I find that's very difficult with some people, and we've had a lot of people on our show to talk about coaching and mentoring and sponsoring folks, but a lot of people have a very difficult time with forgiveness. And I think when you're able to forgive, not just you're forgiven the person, but you're forgiven yourself. Absolutely. And you free yourself from bondage, right?
Absolutely.
How do we get other people to come to that understanding that, wait a minute, I'm carrying all this baggage around. For what? It's not doing me any good.
Much of what needs to happen in the forgiveness arena is to realize that life happens in three time zones. Things that happened in the past, things that happen in the future, that will happen in the future, and things that are now. The way you get through life and forgiveness is to understand that things that have happened in the past, release yourself. Release your mind, release your emotions, because you cannot go back to change it. But you've been given an opportunity in the present to, now that you've let it all go, because you can't fix what you didn't do, you can repair current relationships. And then the future is you become better than you were then.
Right. So you use the past to help your future.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why.
And that brings us to FACES. I saw on your website, let's talk about FACES.
Yes.
Ellen, listen up to this.
Amazing.
This is beautiful.
I have over 30 years in working with children. I was a founder of a school for at-risk children. And I found that there were so many families that were having difficulties. And so FACES stands for Family and Children Emotional Support. And I found that in working with children who had difficulties, much of it was because no one ever took the time to listen. No one ever took the time to remember that children are people. They have feeling. And so the FACES program, that's a part of Seamless Connection, combines parenting with support. And the idea there is that children need to be rescued. As an experience of observing domestic violence coming up as a child, I was always told, what stays, everything stays in this house that happens in this house. That's not true. Children internalize it. It may happen in the house, but it also is stored in their inside, in their heart, in their emotions, in their feeling. And so the FACES program is, I'm called Coach Doe.
Yeah, and you also have a street named after you, Dr. Dorita Fields in Palm Bay. She has a street named after her.
Cool.
You know, you touch on something so beautiful.
I hope it's a paved street.
Is it a paved street?
And she's a good paved street.
Okay.
It's a good paved street.
Only Ellen.
That's even better. And you know what? It runs directly into this location where I founded the school in 1995.
Oh, God is good. You
so
know,
it is paved and good.
It is.
I'm always complaining.
Yeah. You touch on behavior, and you're so right, because I know from my mother and father having 18 children, we needed assistance. But sometimes they would say, oh, he's behaving so bad. Talk to us about that word behavior, because people don't think about it, but what you just said is so important. Yeah. We've got to.
Behavior is generated by experience. And it is in most cases to children and adults that we behave based on our set of experiences. So I find that children who are labeled with behavior problem, not really as much as they're experiencing emotional distress. And so when we get to the point that we will listen to children, give them an opportunity to be children and to be human beings, then we have a better out. But think about it. Coming up, children are to be seen but not heard. And that, unfortunately, has permeated the gates of our community and of our world. But children deserve to be listened to, because we can abort a lot of negativity if we did.
And yeah. Not to make light of it, but the last 3 years have kind of been unprecedented in our world, right? So there's always this meme out there, in a few years we're all going to be led by homeschooled people that were homeschooled by day drinkers. So it's like one of those things that, like, even the children now that are coming up probably need more and more support than they ever have before, because we went through a pandemic and a situation in our world that we've never experienced before. So, even folks like us, like, we don't even know how to help to say things. So being able to listen and just kind of...
We need the human contact.
Exactly.
So for listeners who are tuning in, we're speaking with Dr. Dorita Fields. Listen to this, my dear listeners. She's had a street named after her in Palm Bay, Florida. She's received acknowledgments and recognitions and awards for her accomplishment from local, state, and national organizations. That is amazing. I'm so pleased to be in your company. So what Ellen was just saying was because of COVID, everybody was on lockdown and we lost that human contact. And you're probably seeing that now with the clients that you serve, that the loss of that human contact did cause a lot more emotional upheaval in people's lives than we thought.
It did. And one of the things had been the feeling of isolation. Isolation is a very difficult emotion to deal with because many people, once they become isolated, become disconnected. And so today, as unfortunately because of that, we've got to learn how to redirect people to owning relationships.
How do we get a community or United States to have this spiritual awakening as well as an emotional awakening where we see the emotional health in all of us getting better? How do we get people to get to that point? Because it's no longer just physical and financial, although those are important. To me, the most important one is emotional.
Yes, because you bring your feelings with you. Everywhere you go, you and I have feelings that are brought about by experiences. And so how do we get it done? We began to think about that other part of the human being, their emotions, how they're feeling, what their thoughts are. And I think that's really important. Of course, I am an advocate and do support and volunteer for homeless. And the biggest part of that is understanding the feelings of people who are homeless.
Yeah.
Who
put
are
yourself, like
let's
you said, put yourself in their shoes.
People who are experiencing homelessness.
Right. Put yourself in their shoes. Now, that's what we have to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Empathy and compassion goes hand in hand. So give us the website if someone wanted to have a life coach such as yourself, a person to walk with them so that they can contact you or spread the word.
Okay, great. My website is called Seamless Connection, and the website address is Connect Seamless. That is C-O-N-N-E-C-T, Seamless, S-E-A-M-L-E-S-S.com. And there you'll find an opportunity to get information about what we do. You'll be able to schedule appointments. You'll be able to reach me directly. And the idea here is that you don't have to do it alone. For the children, Coach Doe is here for you. For the adults and families, just know I am a confidential, private, compassionate person who gets to let you be you as we get together and move forward.
That's awesome. Thanks again, Sita, for just reconnecting with Dr. Fields and as well as our caller. What was her?
Dr. April Murder.
Dr. April Murder, right. And we had a great show today. Thank you so much. Great information.
I know. I feel empowered.
I do too.
Motivated.
I do too.
We
and
need
I feel
to
like we need to
spread
the word. Amen. Amen. So thanks again, everyone, for tuning in to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends here on 1510 WWBC, where you will find us each and every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure to check out all of our replays as well as our Facebook pages and our website, SitaMediaInc.com. God bless. We'll see you next week.